This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because, together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
Who names their dogs Lady and Bug? Who in their right mind would make those dogs become traumatized? Bug and Lady.
Yeah, because then when I'm yelling at him, I can yell, Ladybug!
Oh, my God. Be glad you're not married to this young lady, because it would be heartbreaking. This is San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio. Audrey Mason in the house. Ed Stoven. Right. More paperwork than you even want to care to admit. And I guess I should go to our lovely sponsors, because without them, what would we do without them?
Yeah, we've got Imperial Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Imperial Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Telling you, they are the bomb. In fact, listen to the You Ought to Know show, because Kristen is going to give you a review on the T-Rex, which I want to get again. I had it last year. I want to get it again this year. But, you know, the really cool thing about these guys, they'll treat you like family. They don't mark up their vehicles. Their service or their parts department is open Saturday and Sunday. Service is open Saturday, mainly during the desert season. You know, so go where people are going to take good care of you, and they really, really embrace the off-road community. Their phone number is 888-900-2804, or just go to ivcdjr.com. Alpha Site Logistics, you know you're going to be doing something out in the desert. And the last thing you want to do is get yelled at because you didn't follow the rules and regulations of the desert. Well, you don't have to worry about it. Alpha Site's been doing it for over 20 years. Whether it is a hand wash station, a wash station, toilets, portable, the fancy kind or the not so fancy kind, dumpsters, and just give them a call. 760-352-8383. All right, kids. What's up, lady? We have a dog on our desk. Is that against FCC?
No, she's not. She's dead asleep. She's not chewing on nothing.
But I want to make sure. Adorable. What is she? Are we good, Brad? 8 or 10 weeks old?
8 weeks old.
As long as the FCC can't translate dog barking noises into like cuss words, we should be okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, what if it poops or pees?
She won't poop or pee.
I think we're okay still.
But you'll take care of that.
I don't know why.
No, but you'll take care of that, right?
I ran her outside so that she won't.
Yeah, but he is the board op.
Well, okay.
He fixes my TVs. He fixes the clock. So if Lady unloads,
she can lay,
we have the man
board
right there. No, you don't even have to do it. You don't even have to do it. Just sit back. Excuse me, Brandon. If you have snap your fingers. Otherwise,
I would never snap my fingers at Brendan.
Don't you always
never snap my? No, because he takes care of me. I ask and he does. So I would never demand.
This dog is absolutely adorable. I mean, it may not
a small Australian.
Go to the SDRC Instagram, and we just posted her sitting on the.
Oh my God, that is so cute. I have so many dogs. I can't even believe I'm even saying what I'm saying.
That's funny.
All right, Ed, you got a lot of paperwork. Should we go right directly to you?
Well, thank you, Dave. The San Bernardino National Forest.
Is it going to be uplifting or depressing?
Depressing. Up in Big Bear. Well, they've closed all the routes on the Mountaintop District.
Yep.
As of yesterday or day before.
What the hell is that? A Mountaintop District.
So like everything up in Big Bear, like.
Mm-hmm. Any of the trails, Mount San Jacinto, Bee Canyon, any of those, they're all covered in. Well, Bee Canyon's different.
That's
Mount
a different
San Jacinto.
District.
But yeah.
So they have a district for canyons and a district for.
Well, it's a big forest. It covers a lot of acres.
Yeah, I get that.
You can enter the forest down in Highland or down on San Bernardino, right? And it goes. So there's low elevation forest and there's high elevation. And in the high elevation forest, there's. I won't say it's a plateau, but there's a lot of acres where it's high elevation, where it's, I don't know, above 5,000 feet, and it's all covered in snow. And so the forest says no driving in the snow. And if it's pure, deep, hard snow, it's actually not bad driving on it. But as it starts to melt, And there's water down there. What happens? Our tires churn up the dirt, and the forest doesn't like that.
Let me be
like
the devil's
that.
Advocate.
Go ahead.
Okay. Out of, let's just take 1,000 people in San Diego, and just go pick 1,000. They're driving their cars and say, "Let's go to the snow."
I know the answer.
Let's go to the snow. What do you think? How many would make it from what point A to point B? And it doesn't even have to be difficult, but just deep snow. I mean,
three.
You got people in the ditch. You got people.
Yeah, three people know what to do.
So
but
I
the
kinda,
point is,
but I
so this,
of
this order is
this.
From now until June 30th.
Okay, so it's and not I've, year round.
And I've gone up there in June, in early June, and parts of the forest were closed.
Right.
So they like to close the trails if there's snow on them.
Yeah.
And the snow can last until
okay,
June.
Okay, but do you agree with this, that or not?
I'm,
not, but you got to take your
my,
driving ability
my personal
out of
thing?
It.
Personally, I don't like it.
Well, of course, because you want
to
go.
Because I'd like to be able to go ride around. Now, as a steward for the land, I understand we don't want trails getting churned up. And
you don't want people rolling down
deputies.
And crushing.
So, one of the biggest things is that the snow, when it's on the trail, say it's melted, the trail's clear, but you got snows on both sides of the trail, right?
Okay, now that's
but then
different.
The trail itself is then soggy.
Yes.
It's all mudded up. And then your tire ruts actually stay. Drive through right now will be there for the next 10 years before it.
Oh my gosh.
Or at least all summer. And all summer, it will be difficult to drive.
I don't know. I've seen them.
Because once the ground dries,
yes,
it's like
it
plaster of Paris.
Exactly.
But next year's rain and snow, it'll be soft, and who knows what happens.
But it could be. This is a tough one here.
We want the trails to be durable and to last and to be sustained. Right. We want these trails to be into the future.
That's another positive.
And the forest management has an obligation to protect resources in the forest, and that includes recreational access. And if the trails get beat up, then they won't be good for us later.
And who's going to come grade them?
Well, that's the other thing. We don't want the trails graded either.
Well, they
we don't
can
want
be
the
graded.
Damage because
well, if they got so rutted out.
It is possible. It just costs a lot of money.
Right. So that's.
Now, so, I don't know if you knew that the El Centro BLM, they grade some of the trails out by superstition in Plaster City. The race routes, they get really bad. And Neil says, yeah, we go out there and we grade the worst ones that we. That
so let me ask you
like
a question. In the last, we'll just use 5 years. When's the last time you went up there and drove in the snow?
2020, when we didn't
I
have
never.
The lost lizard.
And you
I
never
went for
have.
My birthday in November.
I only go into summer to
see,
be clear. I don't like
but
cold
I'm saying
weather.
You're mad because you can't go someplace that you've never been during the time that they say you can't go. So I get it. You're an enthusiast. I mean, you don't want, because you know as well as I do, the minute they close this much, then they're going to close this much. Then they're going to close this much.
Hey, Dave,
so you
you're
can't give them. You can't give them
an
inch.
You
got
to keep an eye on them for sure.
Exactly.
And that's why we're in this business.
I mean, I don't like. I totally agree and understand with the fact that they've closed it due to the snow. But at the same time, I disagree with the length of it. Even though I understand that the snow could be on the ground until June, I don't think that the trails are going to be soggy and ruined. And you know, I think that once the trails become viable, that they should reopen them. I don't think that they should just go, 3-month closure.
Wait a minute. We're global warming. Come on, get with the program.
Yeah, it should be done by May.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Gonna snow till December.
No.
Well, they're just being overly cautious because if they do it too soon, then there could be problems. But if they make you a little bit more uncomfortable, because June, how hot is it up there in June?
In June, it hits like 75.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's the top of the mountain, so it's gorgeous. Gotcha. You're 60, 70s in June.
So I'm just saying.
So you remember they closed the Rubicon because of horrid conditions in December, and they closed it for like 2 months, but then they came back and they opened it like 3 weeks early.
Right, and I believe that was the dispute from the Rubicon. Well, there's three or four different clubs that I'm aware of that actually disputed the closure because when they did the closure, they had certain criteria that you had to meet for them to actually close it.
So before we go to break, let me ask you really quick, and then you can answer when you come back, and you better write it down because you will forget. If they say, okay, it's going to be closed till June 3rd, do they have the discretion to open it earlier if the weather permits? That was a question answered at the end of the break.
We'll work on that. The details
of that. You got any business cards?
He probably like one.
Dead silence.
He probably has all of
course
of
I do.
Right here on SEORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, it's hot. It's cold. Who's going to take care of all that equipment? Have you been up in your attic? Have you seen what that stuff looks like? You better hire somebody that knows what they're doing. And we highly recommend Fire and Ice Heating and Air. The Ashley family, they've been doing it, geez, what, since 80s? And you can't go wrong. FireandIceHVAC.com. And maybe you've already gotten a bid from somebody else, and maybe you're a little shell-shocked. Well, at least give Fire and Ice an opportunity. They'll come out, take a look at your facility, see what their pricing would be. Make sure you check to see the benefits between the two companies, and go with which makes you feel comfortable. 1-800-400-FIRE, 1-800-400-3473. Wayne Miller Tire got tired of being yelled at that he didn't do nothing but tires, so now he's doing it all, bumper to bumper. That's Wayne Miller Tire, every tire from a golf cart to a semi. He could hook you up. That's Wayne Miller Tire at 619-596-2800. Go over there and get your whole vehicle serviced.
I was just talking to Adam at Dirt Design, Dirt Design USA, the clothing company.
Oh, by the way, Dirt Design, hey, those are the most awesome t-shirts. That's all I've been wearing.
Oh, awesome.
And I got the chubby size, so they are perfect.
They are. I'm so glad. We just picked up our beanies. Adam just delivered our beanies.
I think, did I get a beanie from them? I think I did.
I got you one downstairs in the Jeep. I forgot to bring it up.
Oops. But I like their t-shirts because they're long.
They're the tall boys.
For a girl, you can sleep in it.
Yes.
For a guy, it just covers your gut.
Well, you don't have to worry about bending over and seeing your butt crack. You know, plumber's crack. That's sure. It's the tall boy. I love it.
I do
for
too.
My husband.
Is that what it is? It's a tall boy shirt?
Yeah, they're called tall boys.
I didn't know you could order that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's pretty awesome, I have to tell you. So check it out. They're great guys.
Yes. All well, right. I was just talking to him about Wayne Miller. Wayne Miller did military tires for them. They were the only ones in town willing to put military tires on regular tire rims. So not military rims, but not the deuce wheels, but regular wheels, and they put military tires on regular rims. Wow, nobody else in town would do it because it was too much work and too difficult and too heavy of a tire. And Wayne Miller, Mobile Tire, they're your guys, man. You're stuck on the side of the road, whatever.
You know,
hit them up, 619-596-2800.
I drive by there every Friday.
Yeah.
I would love to have them come in and bring a vehicle with the smallest tire they sell.
With the smallest tire they sell.
And then a vehicle with the largest tire they sell.
Oh,
and
that's
just
a good
do a segment on when you're looking for hard to find tires, whether it's
between.
This, I don't know what it could be.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Or this, I don't know what that could be. Wouldn't that be a cool segment?
That would be a really cool segment.
And it's educational.
That would be a really cool segment.
Is there anybody down there that talks? Or do you?
Oh, yeah, Ricky and Rico, both of them. They've taken over because Wayne has retired.
But are they good speakers?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or do you have to come down and...
Oh, what? No. I love talking shit with both of them. Okay. We do. We have great banter.
Did you say the S word? Is that a violation there?
That is not a violation.
Brendan, is
why
that a
are
violation?
We pointing it out?
Oh, he hears us. He's ignoring. Oh, he's.
You know, I call it talking
right
dirty
now.
With Audrey
he's
for a reason.
He's talking to the FCC. So.
No, that was only the one time, and that was for our international traveler comment. When I 15 minutes of me saying the other word.
You know, we have been out of trouble for a while. I haven't gotten
a couple
any
years.
Emails.
I'm 2 years.
We have to keep our edge.
We've been doing well, though.
I just like to make sure that they're listening.
Yeah,
Is anyone listening?
F.
No. So one of the things that we talk about being a political show is legislation. One of the things that we put into motion many years ago with our lobbyist with Carnegie was potentially finding new off-road areas that we could add to. With the Carnegie dispute that went on for 4 or 5 years, that they tried to take the 3,000 acres away from us that were supposed to be a 4x4 trails for us to have, because at Carnegie is mainly single trucks, mainly dirt bike areas. There's a couple of areas quads can get through and three wheelers, but really it's single track dirt bike, right? Well, in 21, we lost Carnegie. The legislation ended up going through. We gave up Carnegie, but on the trailer bill, SB 155,
the expansion land, the 3,000 acres.
3,000 acres.
3,000.
3,000 acres of, they called it the it's 3,000 acres of the Alameda Tesla expansion was 3,000 acres for what we lost on it. And so Kathy Lynch did the trailer bill, our lobbyist. In 2021, at the end of the year, in December, we got SB 155 added in, where actual specific verbiage was written into the legislation saying that if that we'll give this up, but they owe us a new state vehicular park. In one of the existing 280 state parks, we were going to look at and assess and see which other ones that we can add a potential new state vehicular recreation area to.
And where are
it's
we?
Huge. That's huge. So it's been going on. We have Amy Granite with CORVA, California Off-Road Vehicle Association. She's been up in Sacramento. She's been hounding them. She's not let anybody forget about this. We have been very active with this and making sure that they are aware that we know and that we are going to hold them to it, feet to the fire if we can. So California State Parks, the Off-Highway Motor Vehicle Commission meeting announced on Friday, they posted it Friday afternoon, that there's going to be a notice of a public meeting for the Off-Highway Vehicle Access Project. So they're calling SB 155 the Off-Highway Vehicle Access Project. So the location's going to be in Palm Springs. It's going to be open to the public. They want public feedback. My understanding is they're going to be setting up different stations in a meeting room. So basically different parks, different options, what is available, what we could potentially do. They want to hear your feedback. They want to know what you think of the different park, what parks could potentially get a new state vehicular park added to it, or a new 4x4 trails potentially added to it. You know, so this is going to be Friday, March 31st at the Renaissance Palm Springs Hotel. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
State. And they will actually listen.
California State Parks will hold an open house to inform the public about the Off-Highway Vehicle Access Project and receive input. The meeting will be in person. The public can join any time between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. There will be stations with topics of interest and the time to discuss the project with State Park staff. The public will learn about Senate Bill SB 155 and the department's process for searching, selecting, and acquiring, so if they have to purchase the property, acquiring the property, discuss OHV recreation opportunities and the visitors' needs, and discuss potential locations for off-highway vehicle recreation opportunities, including partnerships, leases, and new properties. So we really need your input on this. We really need your comments on this. If you cannot make it in person, you can email planning@parks.ca.gov and send in your opinions. Let them know what you think of it. What has been worked on for a while now, an idea, I think I first heard from Ted Cabral, and then, you know, with this SB 155, it was actually written in with SB 155, was a potential for up near Sacramento, where we lost Carnegie, is Henry Coe State Park. And I believe at Henry Coe, they're looking at potentially 6 to 8, possibly 10,000 acres that could be turned into a 4x4 trail area.
I think it'd be more like getting routes than acres.
Yes.
I don't think they're going to like make an open area. But there's routes there that are in existence that they may change the designation so that off-road vehicles can go on them.
Yes, within that span of the acreage. There's existing trails, right, that they could potentially turn into a state vehicular park.
It's like the least accessible park in the state because it was only open 3 days a year, which is just insane. And when I went on that tour last year, it was on that 3 day period, and there's a whole bunch of people there. They were just waiting for the gate to open. So I think they're going to change the access to that place and make it more accessible, and hopefully, cross our fingers, we'll get some more routes out there. And this program or project that Audrey's talking about, it could be anywhere in the state. And
yes,
I'm asking for some routes in Anza-Brego Desert State Park to be made accessible for green sticker vehicles. And I don't know if you knew that before 1985, off-road vehicles were allowed in Anza-Brego.
Yes.
I used to ride my dirt bike to Fonts Point from the 4x4 training area.
Oh, wow.
And that was legal. We barely had any gas when we got back.
Wow.
So Anzabrego goes right up next to Ocotillo Wells. Like, yep. If you take Arroyo Salada or Tule Wash to the west, mm-hmm. at one point you'll hit the sign and says, you know, so we'd like, I'm thinking I'd like to make some of those routes continue from Ocotillo Wells so that you could loop into Anzabrego and
do a loop around
and come back somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Tule Wash is just past Pumpkin Patch right there where it turns to Anzabrego. So if we can create a loop of really some sort.
So you could go in there and you could turn left or right and come back on a different route.
Yeah.
I would like to do that.
That would be really nice. We had some newbies at TDS and I was talking routes and I was talking things with them and, you know, it's exactly what I said to them. I said, well, and they're like, well, how do you know you've reached Pumpkin Patch? I'm like, well, it's pretty noticeable, but if you hit that Anzabarega State Park sign, you know, you've gone too far.
It's only a little past Pumpkin Patch.
Yeah.
You'll see anyone who goes out there. If you're going west on the left side, you'll see signs and people and the ground is beat down and a lot of people have stopped there.
To me, it's just exciting. You know, this is the first where we're on the offense. Normally we're defense. Yeah. We're fighting we're trying to save what we have. This is where we're going to be potentially adding in to existing. And there's 280 state parks in California, mm-hmm. or 282 or something like that. So
nine SVRAs,
nine and then like state vehicular
records. A couple only areas nine. Allow off-road vehicle use.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we can look at the existing state parks, if you're familiar with them, please share your knowledge. If you go hiking on certain trails or anything like that, it's wide enough you can have vehicles go through. You know of certain particular areas or not in the entire state of California. We really need your help on this. Again, planning at ca.parks.gov. And then this meeting is Friday, March 31st. If you can share your opinions prior to then, email us at info@sdorc. I will be there in person. I requested the day off of work.
I'm going.
I will be there in person on Friday, March 31st between 9 and 1.
Gotta represent.
Gotta represent.
Wear your radio shirt.
I will.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1178.
The answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Segment's brought to you by the Wise Ox Butcher Shop. Folks, if you've not been there, you really, if nothing else, just get in the car and drive down. And walk in and be prepared to be blown away. It's just like, what are you doing?
You're doing fourth segment instead of second segment. Just
what? Oh, how did I do that?
You turned me up.
Well, we might as well just finish it.
That's okay. Just finish it.
Yeah. But anyway, if you want to go down, it's a prime butcher shop. It's got everything you need from premium beef, heritage pork, free-range chickens. It's got it all. So check these guys out.
The Wise Ox in North Park and La Costa.
We don't have a phone number on them. We got to get one. 2855 Elkhorn Boulevard, Suite 1.
So I just met with Adam from Dirt Design. I'm really excited. We picked up our SDORC beanies that we have. We've got beanies with San Diego Off-Road Coalition on one side and Dirt Design on the other. It's absolutely amazing. I'm excited. I was talking with them and confirming. Ed is working hard to plan. We were just talking, our lobbyist, Kathy Lynch, Lynch & Associates, and may she rest in peace. Very heartbreaking news. Last year in February, she was unfortunately murdered. And so we've been looking for a new lobbyist since then. To get our new lobbyist going, we need a...
They cost more than they used to. They've gone up
Kathy
like
was
inflation.
In it for the heart. She had...
She gave us a good deal because she cared deal. About our... what we...
Pro bono sounds
our
good.
Our mission and
some young
what
forest
we're trying to do.
Loving
well,
off-roader.
That would be great for some young forest, you know, loving.
That's what I'm saying.
But at the same time, we need somebody who knows
what about
who's
experience?
Been in the back and the experience
someone
is key.
Capable.
Yes,
then
exactly.
Guess what?
Connections.
Then
that
guess
has
what?
The connections.
You got to pay.
Then you got to pay.
Exactly.
So we're having a fundraiser to make the money so we can pay. Because Lost Lizard makes us good money, but not good enough.
Right. Not to afford.
Now, if TDS could reliably help us, maybe, but they're a different organization,
yeah,
and they help a variety of organizations.
Yeah,
like
but if
us.
We well, all joined in,
yes,
four, five organizations,
yes,
And wouldn't you say five is the tops of the heavy hitters in town?
Yes.
So five. How hard? Get him. Let's all go. You know what I would do? If you let me, I would do a harbor cruise. I would get every one of them out there. All of the board members, the people that are going to make the difference, bring their wives, girlfriends or boyfriends, whatever the case may be. Take them out on a cruise, an evening dinner, pay for the dinner. And now you've got a captive audience.
Right. Well, we're working on a barbecue fundraiser first, similar to what Friends of Oceana Dunes is doing. But we're going to cook it, kick it a little different.
But don't you think the cruise would be really cool?
I was trying to do a black tie formal. No. And I got shot down.
Well, I'd shoot you down for a black tie, too. But imagine.
Black tie and boots.
An evening, I don't care what you wear, on the bay.
Yeah.
With the lights and the
night. Don't get me wrong. I've been on the harbor.
No,
I would love to do that. It's hard to do, but not impossible.
But no, it's so easy. They do them all the time. But at the barbecue, how are you going to corral them?
So we've got the Lakeside Rodeo Grounds booked. We are in business for June 24th.
Okay, so you have
Saturday,
the location.
Saturday, June 24th, we've got the location. We've got the food covered. I've got Fern's Semi-Famous Barbecue coming in.
Semi-famous?
Yes, Fern's Semi-Famous Barbecue coming in. He's
famous.
A San Diego
he's not
one.
Famous yet.
He's still working on it.
Well, he's still working on it, but he just cooked for King of the Hammers. He just raced with Blake Wilkie on the co-driver for...
off-road race team.
Yeah,
so
he was in
the
Slug Bug with Wilkie for the Mint 400 in the Class 11s.
So you got a barbecue.
We got the barbecue. We're figuring it out.
You're going to invite all of the clubs.
We're going to invite all the clubs. We're going to invite vendors to be on site. We're going to invite anybody that is interested in coming down and being an exhibitor vendor sponsor of San Diego Off-Road Coalition, helping us. We're potentially talking with Clean Desert. We might team up with them. We're going to try and do a raffle, silent auction.
Okay, so what's
I'm
the purpose
try and
of
do
this?
Line
what's the purpose of this?
The lobbyist. We need to raise money.
Have fun, make money.
Okay, so in that response, I mean, is this going to be open to the public?
This is open to the public.
Are you going to VIP the people of the different groups that you want?
Yes, because the barbecue portion of it's going to be the VIPs. If you book and you pay for the barbecue, because there's going to be a general admission, because
if you're Tierra del Sol, they should get in for free.
Tierra del Sol will be in for free. I'm offering it to any of the other clubs that are actual nonprofits that take care of our trails. By all means,
they are
free. Okay, gotcha. You are welcome to join us and set up a booth
on site.
And
how much are they going to eat? I mean, we're not talking 300
people.
Hang on, we got to talk about the food and for displaying and walking.
The food is not free. They got to pay for the barbecue. But I'm talking about them setting up a booth on site. They're going to be invited to be there for vending on site for free.
How about if we do this? I'll sponsor the food for the club.
Fern will do the cooking, but Dave will help us.
Here's the thing. If I'm out there in a club,
yes,
and I got to pay,
yes,
I'm not coming. Because you need me more than I need you. I'm just being the devil's advocate. But if you told them, turning it down.
Any other event that you go to, if you go to Temecula Off-Road Nights, if you go to Sand Sports, I get a free spot, but I got to pay for my food and everything else there. That's no devil's advocate in that. I don't want to argue with you all day long.
No, I was being the devil's advocate by saying that. I'm just saying if you want to make sure everybody is there, make it a really important VIP event. That if you're at Tierra del Sol, you have two representatives that can come, that have we'll cater you some food, and be part of this whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, just a thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Charge.
So, Dave, you're talking about these other clubs, and do they want to get in with us, like with the lobbyists? So there's motorcycle clubs and there's four-wheel drive clubs in town, and they have a different mission and different priorities than SDRSC does. So Tierra del Sol, their fundamental mission is to have fun four-wheeling.
Right.
And they also do some fundraising, and they also donate to a variety of groups like ours, including ours, Corva and Cal 4 Wheel are notable ones that they've been very generous to.
Well, they're technically a Cal 4 Wheel club.
Right.
Right. They're also a Corva Club.
They're an offshoot of all of the above.
Well, they've been a Cal Four Wheel Club for 60 years. They are a Cal Four Wheel Club.
I wouldn't expect them to necessarily join us in the... of carrying a lobbyist, of paying
for
every month.
No, it would be Cal Four Wheel who would.
Carrying every month, paying every month.
Yeah.
And coming on the regular calls and getting on the emails and doing the work. Mm-hmm. I don't expect San Diego Four Wheelers, Cal Four Wheel, District 38.
Well, Cal Four Wheel would be one that I would want.
Cal Four Wheel?
District 38 is one that I would want.
The problem with Cal Four is they have Terry.
I know.
So,
and that's the whole.
So they have their own lobbyist, and they may like our lobbyist, but that's up to them to leave one and join another. And
yeah.
I can't really ask them to do that.
Sure,
that's,
you can.
That's not ethical.
No, watch this. It's real easy.
I already have.
You hit the big hitters. You know, you go for the big hitters and tell them how much money you need per month to get a lobbyist.
Okay. Yeah.
So you got your big guys out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the little guys down here, if you want to contribute, you don't have to contribute any more than this amount.
Yeah.
And then if there's another tier down here, or let's say we go to the motorcycle shops, the guys that sell ATVs, now we have a
tier over here for them.
Tier over here. You got to give them column A, column B, and column C. If you can hit the heavy hitters, you're ahead of the game. But if you can make up even more money by going to different tiers, I would even do a manufacturer. I would even do a factory tier.
You know, it's what's sad and disheartening is we actually just lost one of our members of our legislative coalition.
Mm-hmm.
They have decided that they don't want to pay more for the lobbyist, that they want to actually file lawsuits or intervene in a lawsuit, which to me, that's backwards. You know, because to me, the legislation comes first. You need to be in front of it. You need to create the law and not behind it. And so,
and maybe you need to do both. But Audrey's absolutely right that controlling legislation today can reduce lawsuits in the future.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They pass a bill this year, and then next year somebody sues against it.
And that's one group. That's one group.
Yeah.
So that's one out of three that
I'm sure will come around if we, you know, if they come to the barbecue.
Hopefully.
And don't single them out, but you know, because you're going to be talking
to
a crowd.
See how their fundraising goes. Because if they make enough money to have extra and join us again, we would welcome them back.
How much more,
in a heartbeat.
How much more would they make if all of their events were pre-shot on KUSI? I mean, that's what you already know what KUSI does.
Mm-hmm.
These little companies, groups, you guys are, you and Bo are the only ones that use KUSI.
Mm-hmm.
I hardly get any other requests for a free event to promote an event if you're trying to. So anyway, that's
crazy.
Another bonus.
Yeah.
You know.
By the way, I'm gonna need June.
You better get on a calendar, girl. I'm already booking May.
Okay. Well, I want June 18th or 17th.
Okay. What? Do I look like I have a memory? Do I look like
I'm texting you? Well, as soon as I let the dog go, I'll text you.
You want me to text him?
I thought the dog was asleep on the table.
She's asleep in my arms now.
Because she says, "Let me see, what's more comfortable?
Being on mom."
Thank you very much.
Of course.
Lady.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited about her.
Yeah, no. How long have you had her? Oops. Look at this. That's a stretch. Man, she says that feels good. Oh, come on, Mops.
We had her a week.
Oh, you've only had her a week.
Mm-hmm.
She's absolutely adorable. Black and white.
Thank you.
Take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the coyotes get her.
No. But Saturday, June 24th, the fundraiser barbecue, save the date. We'll get more details out.
Right.
If you would like to join us in planning the committee or being on the committee to plan it, is what I should say, our next event's going to be March 29th. We'll have more narrowed down by then, figuring out whether or not we can do live music in a band, figuring out if we can get a DJ, whether or not we're going to do a racer meet and greet, or what we're going to do, you know, how far we can make it. Fern's semi-famous barbecue. He's got connections obviously with Blake Wilkie, with the Eisenhowers. We've got the McMillans here in Lakeside. We've got the Matsons out in Alpine. So maybe we can get Kristen and Wayne Matlock out with their UTV. Maybe we can get a few trophy trucks. We can do a racer meet and greet.
I really want to get at least one trophy truck. And preferably
Dirt Design is going to be there, and they're already committed. Yes.
Like a trophy truck right from the Mint or right from Baja, right from the race. Bring it dirty. I don't care if the tires are worn and the fender is torn off. I want to see one that just came in from the race.
Yeah, and that reminds me too. Dirt Design was just out in Lakeside at the kids, not BMX track, not Cactus Park, but the one at Lindo Lake. There's a bike track, skate park at Lindo Lake, and Dirt Design was just out there. All the kids that were there got free shirts, free hats, beanies for them, and then they did little videos of them.
They did a
Lakeside code for us. Yeah, to get 30% off your order. So if you go to Dirt Design's Instagram right now, there's actually a code on there that you can get 30% off of any of your Dirt Design merchandise.
30%?
Yes.
That's not like 6% or 10%.
No,
that's
30%
really
off right now. So
you're going to cause Ed to pass out when you're starting to give away those.
I'm going to go buy some stuff.
Whether you need it or not.
I need that blanket.
I want the American flag Dirt Design socks. They're so cool. I like them.
You're absolutely correct. All right, let's take a quick break. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
S&S Off-Road Magazine. If you're an off-roader, new or just getting into it, or maybe you've been doing it forever and you're not aware of these guys, you have to go to SSORMAG.com. It's the most infectious site you've ever get on. I mean, there's sales and news and pictures. And I mean, it's just like joining the family. SSORMAG.com. That's S&S Off-Road Magazine. Used to be in the stores. Now it's more pages, more convenient. And it's right there either on your phone or your computer. And thank them for sponsoring San Diego Off-Road Radio. All right, guys. What do you got left for the next few mementos?
What would you like, Ed? Are you going to let me take over? Where do you want to go? I know you've got stuff that you haven't been able to talk about.
So we covered Big Bear. They're closing routes. I got a bunch of it. So I got in two nights ago, I got in my column for S&S Magazine. I talk about stuff going on in the last month. Mm-hmm. So I mentioned that we're having our fundraiser on June 24th. I talked about Oceano Dunes.
Did we talk about that a week or two ago? No, the huge news came out on Friday. Released the Kraken on Friday, as what we like to say. And that's the quiet title lawsuit that's been going on.
It's a positive step. It's a good thing. It's not a big win.
To me, it is because California State Parks, the Coastal Commission, and the Air Pollution Control District all filed against the quiet title lawsuit for it to basically be thrown out. They said that they did not have enough evidence for it.
They made a petition asking it to be dismissed.
Dismissed in court.
And that
thrown
happens
out of court.
All the time in these kind of lawsuits.
One or the other.
Yeah.
I'm getting dizzy.
Well, on Friday, the judge.
Aren't you going to let him pop that bubble? Because you know he'll start crying.
Okay.
Thank you.
See, I told you. Take that dog and go home.
So Friends of Oceana Dunes made a quiet title lawsuit. And a quiet title refers to an old state statute that says if the public has used private property for more than 5 years without any trouble, they get to continue using that land indefinitely.
Yes.
And so Friends of Oceana Dunes is saying that because people have off-roaded at Oceana Dunes, they've crossed that land for a long time, like 100 years, that they should be able to continue doing that. So they made a lawsuit, and state parks. So let's see. It was the state of California, California Department of General Services, and the California Coastal Commission all together asked for the quiet title to be that lawsuit to be dismissed. And the judge just ruled yesterday or day before. He said, no, we're going to let this trial continue.
Yep.
So that's the point that we just won.
So why is that a good point?
It's huge because that means we get to prove our day in court. They were trying to get it thrown out of court so that we wouldn't even be heard.
So there's three lawsuits running to keep Oceana Dunes open. There's a CEQA suit, there's a Coastal Commission suit, and there's a Quiet Title suit.
But this is the key one.
So
this is the one that will make it permanent.
So in other words, if this one passes, the other two will go away.
The other two will probably automatically win.
Let me see.
This one is what makes it permanent.
Yes,
permanent
the other two
driving,
will go away.
Permanent yeah, camping, okay. Permanent riding on the beach.
And if we lose this one and we win either of the other two or both, it will help us, but it will just delay the closing.
Right.
I don't think it will make it.
And then
it
you
for
watch.
Sure.
You think you're going to stay on the beach for $10?
Or no. Anywhere?
No, they'll let you, but they'll raise prices.
Go to $12.50
to make it $100.
The next closest cost for any beach is $30. So, and you're not on the beach. You're on a man-made campground up above the beach.
You're not actually on the sand?
You're not on the sand. In Oceano Dunes, Pismo Beach, you are on the sand. You can throw your sleeping bag down on that beach, and you can sleep on the beach.
So what are you talking about?
So it's not an improved site.
Nowhere else
in
the state of California.
Parking.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
No
kidding. Yeah.
Well, like I said, so...
So the quiet title
suit... Where are we at now?
Pardon me?
Well, the judge made it...
The judge ruled that it will go to trial. So the trial is scheduled for October now. So in October is when everything comes down and we will know what's going to happen. So before the end of 2023, we will know what's going to happen.
But you know California is not going to let this go. They're not going to lose. I mean, they're going to try not to lose.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure that the California Coastal Commission is already filing an appeal.
Oh, yeah.
But, well, they already had two of their other lawsuits thrown out because they said that the judge was biased. So the two lawsuits that they potentially were going through, that were leaning towards in favor of the Coastal Commission and against off-roading, got thrown out by a different judge.
Oh, really?
Saying that the judge that was in control and made the decision was a biased judge. So there's a lot. I mean, this is a full-on... You want to talk about the political aspect of it. This goes all the way up the line. Yeah, you know, big, huge players.
See, and the problem is there's
the
so much news and talk about it. That's why when judges are getting it, they're saying...
I don't think that there's not enough. I don't think there's enough.
No, but
Of the quiet title, the permanent one going to October, there was three newspapers, I think, that I seen. Newsbreak did
it.
Yeah, that covered it, and that was it. And, I mean, this is huge news for the state of California.
Well, see, then we need to get somebody on KUSI, you or whoever, and do a... I get you a segment.
I would be happy to do a segment on this to make more people aware of
okay, send me a little one sheet
okay.
of what you'll talk about.
Yeah.
And
I'll send it
to Tommy, or I'll figure out a way of getting you probably.
Yeah, and I'll reach out to friends of Oceana Dunes and see if anybody's available that can come down and possibly join us
or
at the
do you
same
just
time.
Because, find out. But give me some, because I'm probably talking May.
Okay. Well, that still works because the lawsuit's in October. All right. So
all you got to do is send me a one page.
You got it.
So then I'll send that to them. And if they say, wow, this is very important, I don't doubt that they won't cover it. And then if for whatever reason, or we can just make a KUSI segment, bring your couple of vehicles down and you can do the talking.
Yeah.
And bring Oceana to. Let's just do it that way. It's easier.
Okay.
Because I've been on a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Okay. What else you got, Ed? See, look, you still got 5 minutes.
We got time.
And three reams of paper.
He's got legislation
so
he
we've
needs
got,
to talk about.
There's bills, the red sticker bill. I think it's going to fly through this year. SB 708, Brian Jones bill.
Hey, will it cover my Pioneer 700?
That should be green sticker.
I was lucky.
You'll be good in that thing. You can take that thing on any green sticker route.
Yeah.
And private property that you want
feel
to.
Feel like. Okay, cool.
So I think that's going to fly through. They're going to, instead of going through the DMV, which gave us a hard time last year by making an absurdly high quote of $20 million, this would go through state parks, and it would be just like the California non-resident OHV use permit. And it would be just for racing. So it'll be a very limited scope what the bikes could do. It would allow them to race.
So basically, if you're buying a two-stroke right now, a racing bike right now.
Or a four-stroke.
Or, I guess.
Any four-strokes.
Yeah, I guess because it's just racing bikes. Right. So I guess it's two-stroke and four-stroke. But if it's a red sticker bike right now, you buy it 2023.
Well, what used to be a red sticker.
you cannot take it. Yeah, because I guess there is no sticker.
There is no sticker.
There is no
stickers
sticker.
Are from 21 back.
Yes. So,
a 22 or 23 race bike, and you want to take it on public land to do a race, this will be the sticker that will allow you to do that.
Did they say what the fee is going to be?
They haven't said it yet.
It'll be different per bike or like a vehicle.
So far it says more than $20 per year.
Okay, can the people that bought bikes this year, then they didn't get any paperwork, didn't get a sticker, can they apply and get everything?
I believe so. Okay. I believe they can get that.
Well, you have to do that. I mean, come on.
I'm not sure how it's going to work. I'm not a fan of it. I don't understand why the DMV can't just utilize the system that they've been using for the last 30 years
because
to
all
register
they,
red bikes.
All they hear is another bikes. Job. All they hear is another job, and they automatically put $20 million on it.
Yeah, and you know, to me, the education
had this
between how it was going to go.
If 10 people come in and register their bike, and if one of them is a red sticker bike.
Yeah.
You're just generating a sticker.
To me, this just gives every ranger, whether it's a state park or BRLM, doesn't matter where you are, to me it just gives them an immediate right to go into every single camp whatsoever, just to see if there's a sticker or not sticker on
so
a dirt bike. If you've got a dirt bike
sticker,
at your camp, to me this gives them...
But they're not going after the bike. They're just getting an opportunity and an excuse to even get into your camp.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Right. They don't care about the bike. It's just another... It's just like... having a front license plate on your car was illegal.
Yeah.
And that'd just be an excuse for me to stop you if you didn't have one.
Become a member of SDORC, www.sdorc.org. Get informed, get involved.
SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe, family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.